following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, caller.
Staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites for Business is a real game changer.
Well, their HDTVs with the latest plug-and-play technology is a definite game changer.
I love anything with the word play in it.
Let you hook up your tablet to their HDTVs.
Gives you the big picture.
And sometimes you need a dongle to hook it up.
A dongle?
A dongle. It's like an adapter cord.
Seriously, you're messing with me, right?
Look it up.
Well, maybe I will.
La Quinta takes care of you, so you can take care of business.
Make sure you book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Hi, it's The Herd. Some of us were hooked on baseball the moment we put on a glove. Others, watching a game for the first time with our dad. However you came to your love of baseball, chances are, when you want seats, you do what most fans do, head to StubHub. That's because you know StubHub is hands down the easiest way to get access to the best seats. You know it, I know it. Baseball fans everywhere know it. So if you haven't yet, head to StubHub today to score your seat for the start of another amazing season.
StubHub! It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious. Vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic. He is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken. Not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On this second Monday of April, we're glad you're along with us. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, as we get ready to delve into another week of sports. And admittedly now, it slows down. It slows down. I think you can call the way it falls is that when the Masters ends, it really does bring to an end a lot of things. You've got another week of spring ball, then it really gets quiet around this part of the state. There just isn't that much going on, even on the national level. There's not going to be really anything going on until when? Till when? The Indianapolis Five? I mean, what's the next big, huge sporting event? The Masters is over. The NCAA tournament is over. Everything from the winter sports season, obviously, has now been over for a couple of weeks here in Nebraska. And we still wait to get in to, don't point at the NHL playoffs. That does, what? NHL playoffs.
I was going to say the next big thing was NBA playoffs starting in another two and a half weeks.
Lasting a year, yeah. It's but folks
on a national front,
as obviously we're going to keep you busy here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we do every weekday. Glad to have you along with us. If you'd like to join the program or give us your thoughts on the Masters, the Huskers, the Broncos, the Lopers, anything else that's going on in the world of sports, the NBA, the NHL, the NFL draft, I guess might count as the next big thing here in a couple of weeks, as we'll be catching up with a couple of former Huskers as they get ready for the draft. And 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, everybody talking about Bubba Watson and the Masters down the stretch and how magical it was, even without the monster names. Phil, after the triple bogey, when he tried to chop it out of the bushes or out of the weeds, whatever you call it, or whatever that was over there, taking the triple bogey, really took him out of contention down the stretch. You got to see the double eagle by Oosthuizen. Did that ball hit on an upslope? Right immediately when it hits, and it releases over there, how does the thing roll that far? I know there's top spin, and I know he's trying to whack it down there, and they put crazy spin on the ball, but that thing had to roll 300 feet, it seemed like, and just kept rolling on the last trickle the ball goes in. Down the stretch, though, I think it comes to Bubba Watson and his shot-making ability. You know, the commercial says these guys are good. But when you're in a, and when you're in the trees, when you're on pine needles, and you've got to cut the thing 40 yards, basically a 90-degree.
How is there always a hole to hit it out of? That's my question. How is there always a spot to hit it out?
There wasn't yesterday, according to the announcers. There was first of all, he's got to keep it lowered, low enough to go under that branch and then have the thing climb. So it's almost, I don't know, and then he puts it, not only gets it on the green, but he's got a real makeable birdie putt, which is just ridiculous. And then he can, I mean they're showing it right now on SportsCenter, and the thing has got to go basically it's 75 degrees basically, at a 75 degree angle, and somehow come out of there. And then spin once it gets on the green and run up within about 15 or 18, whatever they said it was, feet.
A lot of people are saying this is one of the greatest golf shots of all time. Yeah. I think if he birdies it and oosthays and pars, that elevates it a little bit, but that is not what happened. And it wasn't like this was 240 yards out. Yes, it was amazing, but I just, this is the day after, and everybody's all whack job again about everything. Congratulations to Bubba. I could have taken either one of those guys winning it.
No doubt about it. I thought it could have been a little bit better on 18 if they'd have both went make. You know, that would have been a great deal to carry into the playoff. They both miss it, tap in. Actually, Oosthuizen's got to make about a 4-footer that had to be a little nerve-wracking after he ran it by the hole on 18. But nonetheless, it was a fine finish at the Masters. I think the patrons, it was the roars being heard, was once again one of the great days in golf. Everybody waits for that Masters to get the golf season really underway and the first major of the year. You get the big names on the leaderboard. Doug, you dominated me in the head-to-head competition.
Did I?
I got people that don't even make the cut. KJ Choi, Jason Day with drums. Oh no! You got Rose and Scott both 4 under, along with Westwood. There's 16 under. Stricker's plus 7 and McIlroy plus 5. Fisher, who was up on the leaderboard the first day, plus 7.
Well, how about Bo Van Pelt?
Neither one of us took Bo.
No, but shooting a 64 yesterday. So maybe you can get me lunch at the Chicken Coop, because we've been watching a little bit there at the Chicken Coop. And on Monday nights, you and your friends are invited to Wing It Boneless Style. And in Kearney, you can get the special Monday night bowl fries and fries for only $5.99. And if you love the boneless wings in Kearney and Grand Island, they're just 40 cents each. So you get a dozen, that's $4.80. You can choose from 13 different flavors, and Yum Yum from 5 to 10. And, of course, they've got something going all the time, great lunch specials every day at the Chicken Coop. Get back, rehash, rewatch, retalk, re-listen, or just watch what's going on with Major League Baseball. There's plenty of it still going on, and it's all there. You can watch anything you want. The Frozen Four was on. The golf was on. You've got baseball on, and you can all rehash it at the Chicken Coop for lunch today. Great food and drink specials every night as well at the Chicken Coop, where it's bull fries tonight in Kearney, or in Grand Island in Kearney, it's boneless wing night at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, Grand Island. The story for me, Daddy, about the Masters was all the players who had about a 1 hour or 90-minute blow-up in this tournament. And by the way, did you see what happened to Miguel Angel Jimenez? Always one round. Yesterday, didn't care, threw up an 81. Went all the way to the back of the pack from people that made the cut after playing in the next to last group on Saturday. He goes to the back of the pack after. I mean, it's just like, okay, whatever. It's like it's
69, 72, 76, 81.
It's like Daly-esque. And so he falls down the leaderboard. But, I mean, look at all these guys. Phil Mickelson, where he was at 4 over. I mean, you look at Adam Scott. He started. Justin Rose, he was at 4 under and went and went four over on the last four holes on Saturday. There are numerous people on this leaderboard. Matt Kuchar did the same thing. How about some love for my Cooch, by the way, huh?
Yeah, you were on that one.
After he eagled,
you were on that then.
When he eagled 15, I thought, look out. Look out. Kuchar is going to do this thing. And then you can talk about Tiger Woods. And, you know, and we'll talk about him in a moment. But so many players, and Oosthuizen really, he was one of them that was able to overcome it. Even he had a rough start to day two and was four under after the first day, immediately was back to even or one under, and then got it back, shot 72 on Friday. There were so many players. Sergio Garcia puts himself in contention, melts down on Saturday in just a short amount of holes. It wasn't like it was four pars, bogey, four pars, bogey, four pars, double bogey. It was like, here we come, and then it was double bogey, double bogey, bam. It was just like over that quickly. Sergio Garcia saying Saturday, I will never win a major. I'm not good enough to win a major. It's apparent to me now.
That was weird.
But there were so many players. And, Daddy, I don't ever remember seeing, and, folks, I'd like to get your thoughts on this. Give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line or shoot us an email to the Dent Popper inbox. Do you ever remember seeing as many wayward shots in a Masters as we saw? Thursday and Friday, those guys were hitting. When they did hit the fairway on 18, they're duck hooking it like me into the crowd left of the green. I mean, there were a lot of shots that just, yeah, you see them maybe not play as well or it's harder or they're rolling off the green, but just shots where you'd figure a pro, he's got a 7-iron into a fairly big green. It's not like the wind's howling. And they're not even close.
Well, and talking to our guy from Golf Digest, Alex Myers, last week, saying, you know, how big the fairways were. You know, and then you get on a playoff hole, and, yeah, you want to draw it around that corner and put it down there in the middle of the fairway, and even in the playoff. You're right, though. How many times the crowd had to move and form a tunnel for these guys? You know, you're the golf rule guy. You know a lot more golf rules than I do. How come when you're chopping it out of whatever – and the ball hits you, that's a penalty? If you hit a ball off a tree and it ricochets and hits you in the shin, that's a penalty?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Well.
What the hell? I mean, seriously, what the hell does difference does that make?
Well, and Daddy, you bring up an interesting something that we didn't talk about on Friday. Was it after Thursday's round or Friday's round where Luke Donald, there was, for about a half an hour there was some discussion. Apparently the facts had smudged when they – we're sending it from one spot to the official scores, that it had smudged a score. Everybody knew that he had walked off the course at three over, but all of a sudden somebody had a scorecard that said he was one over. Please, rules of golf, before this happens again, we've got to get that. We have got to quit DQing people for a wrong scorecard. You have got people on every tournament, on every hole, with a computer that is punching in the number that everybody's agreed on. Just get it right at the end. There's nobody out there trying to cheat anymore. You got cameras on everybody. You cannot allow yourself to ruin your sport by DQing a guy for somebody else's mistake on a scorecard in a major, which will happen again if they don't change this rule. It's just crazy. But, yeah, there's a lot of crazy rules in golf. But this is one we don't need anymore. This is past its time.
All I know is Phil's a left-handed golfer. Everybody's well aware of Lefty Mickelson. He's trying to hit this thing right-handed, the club overturned backwards, and chop it out of there. And if the ball hits his foot, I was like,
he needs an inverted Texas wedge is what he needed there.
So then he gets it out of there. Then he comes right underneath the thing and throws it in the bunker.
Well, Phil should have called me. I could have told him how to play that shot.
Scott, our friend Scott, has chimed in and says, he's talking about Bub Watson's shot. Dude hits shots like that all the time because he's never in his own fairway. Well, sometimes he's in the fairway, just not ever his own.
Thanks, Scott. Yeah, I've hit some amazing shots. Not planned, but yeah.
There you go. I've hit Bubba Watson's shot. That's not that difficult. You just don't know when you're going to hit it.
Well, it's never on the green.
Right.
I'm aiming at the green, and all of a sudden, how'd that happen?
And how do they say the pine needles? Oh, I had a really good lie. Do they practice? I mean, apparently those guys go find and they hit balls out of there just regularly so they know.
Well, they do that week.
Okay, I mean, that seems a little, because it's the only place you ever see pine needles, isn't it, on a when they come into play, I mean, normally you're going to have to hit it out of the pine needles somewhere along the line at Augusta. And then they do it. I mean, the commercial says it all. These guys are good. No doubt about it. But seriously, to hit a ball like that, he had to get it under the one tree and then have it climb over the rest of the branches and then turn the thing about 75 degrees. Amazing. Amazing. But you're right, Doug. Matt Kuchar, you look at his level of consistency, 71, 70, 70, 69. I mean, he was right there. I don't know how you do much better. I think down the stretch there.
I think he and Bubba Watson were the only two golfers to have every round under par. He and Bubba Watson, the only two golfers to have every round under par.
Wow, I think Oosthuizen had an even par, but you're right.
So there you go, Matt Kuchar and Bubba Watson, the only players to have every round under par at the Masters.
I think Adam Scott's going to conquer this course one day. He had a 75 in there.
Well, he got off to such a horrid start. He was like four over through four holes or something crazy like that on Thursday. Had an early time, and it looked like he was going to be done before Tiger and the boys teed off. Thoughts on Tiger?
Well, it's set up so perfectly for him because of what he did 2 weeks before this at Bay Hill. So everybody's saying, look at him hit the ball. He's back to the old Tiger. I don't know. Do you think the pressure for once gets to Tiger Wood?
I think the pressure got to him, and here's what I thought. I even texted this to a buddy of mine when we were watching the tournament. You wonder. I mean, come on. I do not buy that all of a sudden in 12 days, 10 days, you've totally lost it again. I don't buy it. I wonder if something is going on. You never know when something is going on in somebody's personal life or away from the game of golf, and it's sure he seemed to be way more short-tempered than he used to be. And he's always been short-tempered, but I mean kicking the club a couple of times where they catch him swearing, and it just seemed that he had kind of gotten away from that, even in the times here where he was really struggling and not even coming close to winning tournaments. I have to wonder if there was something going on away from the actual game. And he is so focused that if you just poke the doll with your finger, it doesn't pop it. But if you poke it with the pin, it does. I mean, what are you looking at? I that was my feeling. I have nothing to base that on. That was just my thought of the whole deal because he was never in it.
Well, no, he was never in it. And plus, like you say about all the wayward shots, how many times do you see Tiger Woods take a 7 or 8 iron and just totally block the thing out to the right? I mean, just looks like you or I, you know, a shot that's 15 yards short of where it's supposed to be and right. Well, I mean, you'd never see that. Plus, I think it was Curtis Strange, I hung up with Mike and Mike in the morning this morning saying about Hank Haney's book coming out. You can release the damn book anytime. Why does it have to be 10 days before the Masters?
That's not Hank Haney's call. That's the publisher's call. That's trying to sell as many as you can and finding the best time to do it. That's why. I mean, it doesn't make Haney look good. What does he care?
No. All of a sudden, they were heralding Sean Foley as the second coming of you know, pick who you butch arm or whatever because of
the Sean Foley
going into this.
Here's what I don't understand, though. He's the only guy we ever hear about changing his swing, working on his swing, differing his swing. Doesn't Tiger just have a basic swing? I can find a golf pro in Nebraska that have basic swings. And more times than Tiger can put it in a fairway. Now, I get it. But, I mean, tough courses are tough courses. I'm just saying, can't you just go to... When you're in trouble, can't you just go to, I'm going to go to generic Tiger right now. I'm going to quit trying to do this with my finger, my wrist, my hand, my foot, and just hit the golf ball? He is good enough to just do that.
Like, we're kind of overanalyzing the thing? Or he is? When you got Bubba Watson, who's never took one lesson, never looked at his swing on camera. I mean, all these things you're hearing about.
That will come back to get Bubba someday. I mean, it just will, because he... What he's doing now will work, and we've all seen it on the golf course. Maybe you've got it going for two or three holes, six or seven holes, a couple rounds, a couple weeks. Then all of a sudden, what happened. And
then we'll know him as Jerry Watson.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach Scott Steinbrook, Kearney Soccer, they're still unbeaten. They've come off a conference championship. We'll talk about their season and what's still ahead in our second hour or second half hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, love to hear from you on today's Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth.
Hi, I'm Ryan Newman, driver of the number 39 Quicken Loan Chevy for Stuart Haas Racing. I've got a question for you. Want to be my boss? No, really, I'm serious. It could happen when you enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes. Win, and for one amazing race weekend, you'll be an honorary co-owner of the Stuart Haas race team. Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. You'll get to hang with me, my other boss, Tony Stewart, and the whole crew. Pretty cool, huh? Oh, and get this, if you win, you'll also walk away with $10,000. Got your attention there, didn't I? So come on, what are you waiting for? Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. That's QLRacing.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 4/30/12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLRacing.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. We cover sports, they cover you. The regular season wraps up this weekend for the Tri-City Storm with a pair of road games, skating at Waterloo Friday and Sioux Falls Saturday. Face off at 7:05, and you can hear Storm Hockey on Classic Hits 98.9. The Nebraska Danger returns home to battle the Wichita Wild Saturday night at 7:05 at the Heartland Events Center. In baseball, Nebraska will host Creighton Tuesday night at 6:35 and travel to Ohio State this weekend. For UNK, they're back home to take on Metro State Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the Hastings College baseball team will be at Morningside Saturday and Briarcliff Sunday. In softball, Nebraska will host Creighton Wednesday before traveling to Iowa Saturday and Sunday. The UNK softball team will host Fort Hays State Tuesday and travel to Colorado Mesa this weekend. And for the Hastings College softball team, they are at Bellevue Tuesday, Concordia Wednesday, and Briarcliff Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
Lots of sunshine develops today as temperatures top off at about 65 for a high. North to northeast winds stay at about 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll stay clear to partly cloudy with a low of 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 57.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Frozen Four went to Boston College, although Ferris State, from what I was able to watch, they seemed to put a battle on in this one.
I think that's the best team. One of those dominating performances in Boston College was they took over that game. Ferris, though, six Tri-City Storm players on it. Good for them. Good for them. We'll remind everybody, you're getting ready. You know, it's been a rat race. The NCAA basketball tournament, you're going here, you're going there. Masters, you finally got to sit back and relax in one of those Bruce furniture recliners. They're waiting for you. They have their furniture right and fast. You see a chair on the floor in the store, and it's just right for you. They'll have it available for that next game, that next, they'll have it available the next day, that afternoon, whatever works for you. Free delivery on any in-store merchandise. No after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons. No fine print. The price of a piece of furniture or mattress is that price. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, out west, the Lions. Plus, don't worry about removing that old stuff. They'll take it away for you. Bruce Furniture.
What do you think Bubba feels about this now? Ben Crane, Ricky Fowler, Hunter Mahan. You realize the last two tournament winners are part of the Golf Boys?
It's been a while since I've saw this. It really has. Excellent, excellent. All waiting for him on the green afterwards, by the way. something you don't see very often, is your peer competitors out there waiting for you and happy for you. I mean, they might pounce on you once you get into the clubhouse.
Tiger and Phil don't have a posse.
Well, that's a good point.
Tiger used to, but not anymore.
Swing it like a boomerang, a tank, come around, round, wanna hit the top, top. Ooh, la, 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 la.
Bubba Watson's wearing overalls with nothing. That's it.
I think Grant in the room is doing some Ooli Lolly Lolly.
Hold on. Here we go. Here's that's Ricky. That was Bubba. There you go. Check it out. Jeff will put it up on our Facebook page, a link to the golf boys. So
Doug, turn around. There look at go. Grant. No. He's doing a newly lolly lolly.
I don't think so. He has no idea what you're talking about. He doesn't even know what the Masters is. Why would you reference him? Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox here. Powder Blue Royals fan says, anytime the Royals can win a series on the West Coast, it's a good thing. Yankees and Red Sox both 0-3. Baseball season is here. Love it. Jeff and Carney.
Baltimore and Tampa Bay 3-0 in that division, way back, three games back.
What they say, Baltimore started 3-0 last year and then went 3-18 the next 21 or something psychotic like that. But yeah, anytime the Yankees are on a good losing streak, that's good. And the Royals got the win already this first weekend.
Could have had three of them. Could have been a sweep.
Already this weekend, seen just a lot of, I mean. Blown opportunities. The bullpen is just. I begin to wonder, how do you end up being a middle relief pitcher? Because you just. I just don't get it. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The Royals open a series tonight at Oakland against the A's. Royals baseball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tri-City Storm went 0-2 this weekend, clinched a playoff spot. They're going to go on the road for their final two games this weekend. I don't know what Coach Howji's strategy is going to be because they have a quick turnaround into the playoffs that start next Monday, according to Skip Berry. On the road. Looks like all three of their games would be on the road. We'll see how it plays out this weekend. It's just crazy what they've done here in the USHL. But again, if you were in the number one or two seed, then it's not crazy. If you're in the sixth seed, then it is crazy. But the Storm, it's not like a football team that can play their second team. They've got to continue to play, but the Storm can't move up, and they can't miss the playoffs. So there is no urgency this weekend. You just want to get through. Don't play too soft. Don't get hurt. And rest yourself up the best you can for the playoffs that start next week. So, again, yeah, they drop these two, and they may go in on a four-game losing streak. These two games this weekend for the Storm, everything I understand about this, mean squat. Mean absolutely nothing. Nothing, zero, nothing.
Stay healthy. The second, third lines, you better get a fourth and fifth line and send those guys out there. Get through it. And then the playoffs, hey, you're seven games under 500 right now. You're lucky to probably be in the playoffs. But now anything can happen. Everybody's 0-0.
I'd be calling up all these kids. All these kids that you can play for like six games and then send them back to whatever. Congratulations to Ferris State. They made it to the national championship game, lost to Boston College, the number one seed, the number one team. They went through and won it, so there you go. Daddy, Nebraska has their first of three meetings with Creighton this weekend. This week, it's tomorrow night in Lincoln, and then they play those last two games in Omaha, as always. They had another nail-biter. They made a heck of a comeback yesterday, scored four in the bottom of the ninth to beat Iowa 9-8 and to take the series 2-1. Your thoughts on where Nebraska baseball is after this weekend?
Well, it's good to see them competing, I guess, till that last out, and that's what they did yesterday, and I think that's what impressed Coach Erstad when you know, listen to his post-game comments.
He was not happy after Friday's game.
No, and how could you be happy? You know, once again, you've got to win these. You know, they've won the series. They've won their two series on the road. Now they go to Ohio State. But you're 5-4. Once again, everybody's 500 in this league. Everybody wins series on the road. They lose series 2-1 on the, you know, on the road. You've got to take this conference over. You've got to somehow get some confidence. You would have thought last week, you take a game from Kansas State and you're saying, hey, all right, let's go. Let's go get three from Iowa. Then you lose the first one. Lucky to get out of there with a series win. Creighton's not a good baseball team. I'm not sure Nebraska's a very good baseball team. Cash Kalkowski continues to play awfully well.
UNK baseball team, they just don't have the pitching right now, apparently. And when they do, there's too many errors. And they went out to the best team in the league, Colorado Mesa, and could not bring any wins home. So they will host Metro State this weekend, try and get back on the right track. And UNK's 9-15 after being swept, so it's not like they're 2-20. So they've got some work to do, but still plenty of this season left. And had Holly Carnes, we're going to talk with Damon Day and former Loper Blake Cover will be on our show Wednesday for our Loper link to talk about the series. But also non-baseball items. Blake Cover, an interesting story. They're going out of the country, and we're going to tell you more about that on Wednesday's show. The softball team, we had Holly Carnes on last week. They've now won 8 in a row after sweeping Chadron State.
They're getting a little bit of momentum going. They've been looking for some consistency. Maybe they found some. You know, she talked about fielding the ball. When we field the ball, we're pretty good. When we have two or three errors and we get under and runs coming around, we're not very good. Maybe they've solidified that a little bit and playing some defense.
They'll host Fort Hays State, then go to Colorado Mesa, but they have to be competitive with the so-called better teams in the conference. Hastings softball will play at Bellevue tomorrow in a makeup game. They're at Concordia Wednesday. Baseball is on the road this weekend at Morningside and Briar Cliff. Nebraska football team, spring game is Saturday. Sean Callahan will join us on tomorrow's show to talk about where the Huskers are, who's coming in recruiting-wise for the big spring game. And they went through a 100-play scrimmage again on Saturday. Coach Politi talked after practice.
We kind of followed the same format we did last Saturday. We had a practice. We rolled it out in scrimmage for a while and thought it was a good go. It was a lot of good competition. Got a lot of guys' reps and so we'll evaluate it and see where we are.
Huskers, again, Taylor Martinez getting some props, but Coach Pelini saying what spring ball is all about. We're moving different guys around. We're putting them with different people. It's not just my five best on the line against the five best on the defensive line. We've got to mix and match so we can find out who the best are.
I mean, obviously this is a team game, but, you know, we're mixing and matching, putting a lot of different guys in different positions. Not about having ones and twos and threes and all that. You know, we're trying to get guys reps and trying to get guys better individually. Obviously, it's a team game. We're trying to work together, but sometimes it's hard to evaluate where you are as far as a unit's concerned because we're not really playing that really right now.
Now the obligatory how's Taylor Martinez doing question.
Taylor, again, you know, for his first drive of the scrimmage, he's been sharp. He's throwing the football well. I think he has a lot better understanding of how to use the system. You know, that's where we're heading. I think he's playing good football for us right now. He's throwing the football really well.
There seems to be a lot more familiarity with the older players and just what the level of knowledge that they have over both the offense and the defense. You know, it's not like, well, we're throwing this at them, we're implementing this with them. It's everybody's, I think, trying to help those younger guys get up to speed. But when those frontline guys know what's going on, he's a lot more calm. It was a frazzled mess, I think, that, you know, at least two out of the last 3 years with Bo Pelini, because he was trying to throw so much information at those guys, and they were trying to get on the same page. I think they're on that page now.
And then it was brought up, you know, last year, Nebraska, 65 run, 35 pass. Are they going to try and throw the ball a little bit better? And Coach Pelini had some interesting comments on that and maybe how Tim Beck will continue to grow as the offensive coordinator.
I don't know about that. I mean, that's one thing that this offense isn't as predictable. There's a lot of different facets to it. But we went back and looked in the offseason. I think Tim wasn't as aggressive in the passing game as he would have liked to, or sometimes he gets stubborn or whatever, you know, the situation of the game dictates. But that's something that we talked about. We evaluated in the offseason, and, you know, you kind of evaluate it and you hope we grow from it.
Spring game is Saturday, and we'll have more as the week progresses. As we said, Sean Callahan will join us tomorrow. We'll get to the high school scene. Kearney High soccer coach Scott Steinbrook, they're third in the state, and they're unbeaten heading into this week's action. We'll talk to him next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running. Along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing and grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner ThermoQuiet at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool. The other wanted to go grab a bite to eat. And me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So, to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So, problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Lots of sunshine develops today as temperatures top off at about 65 for a high. North to northeast winds stayed about 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll stay clear to partly cloudy with a low of 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 57.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, where Midway takes care of you as you head into the summer months here. You may need that work truck. Maybe you need something to send the kids off for summer camp or to college. That's not too far around the corner for the seniors either. Whether it's new or pre-owned, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram can help you out. And if you don't live right in Kearney, check them out on thinkmidway.com. Heck, if you do, it saves you time and it's hassle-free. Getting a new or pre-owned vehicle is not near the hassle as it was years ago. It is hassle-free at Midway. You have the price right on the vehicle. You have already looked it up on thinkmidway.com. You have taken the tour of the vehicle. You check out the video. You see the color. You see the engine. You see the two-door, the four-door. You see how many different makes and models and years of each vehicle they have in store. And if they don't have exactly what you want, they'll get it for you. The Midway Auto Dealership. That's why Andy and Ryan, their great sales staff, is there for you, and the top maintenance crew in the Midwest taking care of you, learning every single day how to keep every car, whether you bought it from them or not, up to the top of your specifications. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Spring sports season. We're joined right now by Scott Steinbrook. He's a Kearney High soccer coach. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Very good. Appreciate you having me on here today.
Once again, rolling right along, rated high. Everything's going the right way for the Bearcats soccer program.
Yeah, you know, we felt like we had a pretty good group coming back this year, and things have kind of fallen into place with our season so far, so we feel pretty good about things. But, you know, the season's only halfway over, and the first half has been a good season, but we need to keep getting better because the schedule is going to get tougher starting this week.
You played Lexington twice in less than a week. You got them in the championship game. The first time you played them, it's 4-0 back on a Tuesday, and then you get them again. And just reading some of the quotes from the Lexington coach in the Hub recap story is that they made a few too many errors. They must not have made as many errors on you on Saturday. Talk about those semifinal and championship games.
Yeah, we didn't play our best soccer, honestly, in the GNAC this weekend. We feel pretty good about getting out of there without losing the game. The scheduling of the games was a little bit awkward for us. We played on Friday night at 8 o'clock at night, and then we turned around and played two games right away on Saturday. So we played three games within about an 18-hour period. And honestly, by the third game, that championship game against Lex, we were just flat out of gas. And there's not really we can do about it. Everybody was in the same situation, but we didn't play great. And I'll give Lexington a lot of credit. They kind of took it to us there for a good portion of that game on Saturday. But we were a little bit more opportunistic and didn't have a ton of scoring chances, but finished one that we did, and then we just kind of bunkered in and played defense and kind of survived there. But we knew we were going to get Lex's best effort after beating them 4-0 just on Tuesday, turning around, playing them right away again on Saturday. You know, they played pretty inspired and played well, and we just kind of barely held on.
Scott, you guys have been to state finals and done great things, but it's always something special playing Grand Island, and I think that's a little rivalry right down the road, that there's always a little bit of something special, and you've got them on Thursday.
Well, yeah, anytime you put Kearney and Grand Island together, I think anybody that coaches either one of the schools kind of understands and respects the rivalry. And, you know, we've always had some really competitive games with them in soccer. But, you know, with the season they had last year, you know, going unbeaten in the regular season, making it all the way to the state championship match, with the season they're having again this year, with them ranked number two, with the season we're having, us ranked number three, it just adds a little bit something else to it. And the fact that we're playing at their place again. We played at their place last year and just kind of tweaked some things in our schedule, and we're going back there again this year. But I think our kids are excited. We had them down 3-0 at halftime last year, and they came back in rather spectacular fashion and beat us 4-3 in what some people were probably saying one of the biggest regular season soccer crowds in the history of Nebraska soccer. We had over 1,200 people there for a regular season soccer game, and that's just unheard of, but it also makes for a pretty exciting environment.
What's the difference between the two teams this year? Both still highly ranked, both undefeated, both will come into that game winning their conference tournaments this past weekend.
Well, I think both myself and Jeremy Jensen, the Grand Island coach, would agree that we lost some really good players off last year's team. You know, we both had a reasonable core of guys coming back, but I think we're both probably pleasantly surprised, you know, that we're unbeaten through this point of the season, and because we both had heavy graduation losses. But, you know, I think we had enough of our core players back and have some good younger guys stepping up. And, you know, speaking from our perspective here in Kearney, we graduated about our entire defense. And for our defense to be playing the way it is right now and our goalie to be playing the way he is right now, you know, I'm really pleased with that. Grand Island has a ton of skillful players, and they have a new goalie this year as well. Graduated Logan Mendez, who's playing Division I soccer at UNO right now. But, again, I think their program is in a spot right now a little bit like ours is, where, you know, that next group of guys, the guys that had some success playing at the JV level, they see what the guys have done ahead of them, you know, and had some success. They just step into that role and keep right on rolling there. So it should set up for a pretty good game on Thursday.
Scott, are the club soccer programs in Kearney and Grand Island, obviously you got to have a feeder system to get where you guys have been the last 5 years with your programs. Are they similar too?
Yeah, I would say, you know, we see the Grand Island soccer clubs. They have a couple different soccer clubs there, and we see those guys in summer tournaments. I think the thing that makes our situation unique in places like Grand Island, Columbus, Kearney, is that our kids are pretty much playing together. You know, the club teams that we have in place in the summer and the fall, you know, those basically are kids that are going to go to Kearney High School or going to go to Grand Island Senior High School. Whereas you get into some of the Lincoln Omaha schools, you know, those kids are playing, you know, with a big mixture of kids that will be playing high school soccer all across the city. Now, those kids may be getting some really exceptional top-level club coaching and technical training, which helps them as individuals. What they may be missing a little bit is that chemistry and that just kind of building towards, you know, your high school soccer team. And I think that's what's helped really benefit us, is that our kids play together. And we get some, you know, they play other sports as well, but, you know, they're pretty committed to when the time permits, you know, they're going to play soccer and they're going to play with their future high school teammates. I think that's helped us stay competitive with teams from the eastern part of the state.
Kearney soccer coach Scott Steinbrook joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're 9-0 coming off the GNAC Tournament Championship. Three undefeated teams left in the state of Nebraska. One of those is Grand Island. They'll play them at Grand Island on Thursday. Coach, again, it looks like the goaltending is pretty solid, only giving up two goals the entire season, none in the GNAC Tournament. Offense, you got two 1-1 goal wins here the last couple of days. Talk about the production of your offense. Did it look like you were starting to find it, or you still got some ways to go here?
Well, you know, we feel pretty good about where we're at offensively. We're getting really good balance. In our Friday night game, we had five different guys score. So it's not like we have one or two guys that just we have to rely on to get the big goal. You know, but things just weren't necessarily clicking as well as we had hoped. Especially on Saturday. You know, part of that was fatigue. Part of that was just the incredible windy conditions. You know, and part of that was our own selves. I think we just you know, as we got tired, we lost our focus a little bit. You know, some of our usual pretty accurate and controlled passing just wasn't quite there. And then got to give the other teams some credit. You know, Columbus and Lexington really played well defensively, and their goalkeepers played well in those games. And soccer is a funny game sometimes. You feel like you might play pretty well, and yet you're not finding the back of the net. I'm sure that's exactly how Lexington feels after that game on Saturday, because I think they felt like maybe about as well as they could, but just weren't able to break through and put that goal in. So I'm pleased with our offensive production so far. We knew kind of where we would be off a lot of our guys returning. Defensively is where I'm really pleasantly surprised that with so many new faces back there, they've just picked up where we've left off in previous years.
Yeah, give up two goals on the year, and one's when they're ahead 6-0, and the other one's 5-0, and so they scored two goals that were basically meaningless. So that's pretty good defense. Scott, give me a couple names. Who down the stretch, if you're going to make a run at a state title or you're going to make a run deep into this deal, who's going to have to play well or who leads this team?
Well, I think defensively right now, Quincy Bennett is playing goalie for us. You know, he's going to have to continue his production, and he's going to get busier as the year progresses, in all honesty. You know, we've had a few games where he just hasn't touched the ball at all. And again, that's a credit to a couple of our central defenders, two seniors that played a key role for us last year, Josh Smith, Drew Challey, Derek Schreiner, and Nate Mishu kind of anchor the midfield. And then in terms of our scorers up top, Damian Austin, Spencer Lindsay, Micah Housden, you know, those guys have been pretty consistent for us. And then we're slowly developing depth. You know, we got a freshman up on our varsity right now, Isaac Armstrong. We got a couple of sophomores, Dakota Schreiner, and then Gabe Bushnell is a junior. So, you know, we're playing a lot of guys, and a lot of these guys are new to the varsity level, especially on the defensive side of things. But our senior class as a whole has been a really successful class for us. We have seven seniors. They all play big roles for us, and they're doing a great job of just kind of setting the tone for the younger guys, being good leaders on the field, off the field. And as a coach, I sure do appreciate that.
Scott, after Thursday's game with Grand Island, you go to the Lincoln Southeast invite. Who you got this Saturday?
Well, the seedings for that come out on Wednesday, but it kind of looks like we'll have Bellevue West in the opening round. They seed it based on wild card points, and then either Southeast or Elkhorn potentially in the championship match. Southeast is a team that has struggled the last couple of years, but has really kind of got things going a little bit this year. They made it to the finals, the Heartland Athletic Conference Tournament. So they're a little bit of an up-and-comer. They were a soccer powerhouse about 5 or 6 years ago, and then just have struggled the last few years, but they seem to be playing better right now. So we haven't seen Bellevue West. That's a team that would be new for us. They're new in that tournament, so not exactly sure what they'll bring to the field.
Well, Cuba's a soccer power. Fidel Castro, you got thoughts on him? They asked Ozzie Guillen.
What?
I tell you what, Ozzie Guillen, that guy's not doesn't mince words too much. I don't know about him.
Scotty, I'll let you get back to your day. Best of luck with Grand Island. Should be a great game on Thursday, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, I appreciate it, guys. Always good talking to you.
Take care. Scott Steinbrook, head soccer coach of the Kearney Boys, unbeaten, ranked third at the moment. Updated rankings, I don't expect that to change as they get ready for their battle on Thursday at Grand Island. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Irish Ken says, quit picking on my buddy Tiger. If you had to play with bent and beat-up clubs, you couldn't shoot straight either. Also, Alex Gordon is 0-for so far. Yikes. Yeah, he's got a new contract. What's he care?
He cares plenty.
Well, Pujols doesn't make
there
you go. Day, you know. What was he, 1-for-14 last year to start the season, then went on that tear? So hopefully Oakland is a little bit. Nobody's hitting Jared Weaver anyways. So.
Got Oakland. You got a team.
By the way. God, Bruce Chen he looked exhausted after six innings of two-hit baseball or one-hit baseball or whatever it was on Friday night. Are you kidding me? What's his pitch count? 14?
Crow comes in, does a pretty good job.
Well, he gets him 1-2-3, then he blows up.
Yeah. You know, that's a game. That's the one game they wanted to have. They could go into the eighth or ninth inning, scoreless game. But you got 2 out of 3, winning series, and winning series on the West Coast, something the Royals, you know, aren't known for. Let's go to Oakland. Let's get another one.
Guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. If you're heading in for lunch, try one of the BK toppers or their Chef's Choice Burger at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Back after this.
The Home Depot has a 3-pack of pleated air filters for only $7.74, just $2.58 per filter. They're pleated to take more dust, dander, and allergens out of the air longer, just like premium filters. But at this low price, they'll take a little less out of your pocket. Keep your heating, air conditioning, and finances operating efficiently with a 3-pack of pleated air filters, just $7.74. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Whoa, it's one of those storm tracker vehicles.
And it looks like he's got Goodyear tires for superior handling in challenging weather.
Well, it's a good thing we both got Goodyears in conditions like these.
True, but we're in a car wash.
Hear that? Storm's getting worse.
That's just the hot wax.
Receive up to $160 off with mail-in rebate when you buy 4 select Goodyear tires with your Goodyear credit card. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. See retailer for complete details. Goodyear, more driven.
With the first selection in the NFL draft.
The NFL's top draft picks will earn hundreds of millions of dollars.
You should at least win something.
And you can. With Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and Jersey Sports Bar and Grill Draft Pick'em Contest. Coming soon. The ability to win will rest on the ability to pick correctly. The lower in round one you go, so study up.
There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others, is there?
The Jersey's NFL Pick'em on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 15.
Lots of sunshine develops today as temperatures top off at about 65 for a high, north to northeast winds. Stay at about 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll stay clear to partly cloudy with a low of 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 57.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to be a member of our ESPN Superstation Rewards Fan Club. You garner points. Doesn't take you anything to do it, but to join, you get 500 points just for joining, 100 points for the Mobile Rewards Club, and extra points for voting on polls and other great promotions that we have going on. Last question we had up, which is the best team in the American League? 35% said Tigers, 29% said Yankees. Woo! Who's the best in the National League? Marlins, Giants, Phillies, Reds, or another team? Right now, I'll vote for another team. Don't know who, but folks, check it out at ESPNSuperstation.com and sign up for our rewards club.
JP, our friend from the lake, wants us to mention his Pirates, his lowly Pirates, normally taking 2 out of 3 from the Phillies. So good work to them. It's a good weekend of baseball for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Also, the Mets. Never a no-hitter in Mets history. Did not realize that. Took one to the seventh inning and taken care of, and then gave up some hits. But nonetheless, 3-0 on the season. Mets 3-0, Yankees 0-3. But yes, congratulations, JP. Your Pittsburgh Pirates 2-1. Just like the Kansas City Royals battling for that World Series spot. That would be a great World Series. Looking forward to that.
Chuck Bosselman and Homer Macklin going into the Nebraska Auto Racing Hall of Fame. That's in October in Lincoln.
Congratulations.
7 members there. Everybody else is from the Omaha-Lincoln area, basically. We've got Minden, Wymore, and Grand Island. So congratulations to those folks.
Okay. Didn't know.
Olympic trials coming up next week in Iowa City. As we get ready to try and send some folks onto the Olympic team. Delognev, Will Rulon-Gardner make weight, a handful of others that will be looking to, Jordan Burroughs, looking to make it into the Olympics.
Iowa City. Interesting, you know, it's, when you're looking at Olympic deals and you think big cities have major implications on where they would host, but it's great, it's right neighboring state like Iowa. Douglas, a little NFL news. Did you, Barrett Rude, agreeing to terms and going across the country to the West Coast, Seattle Seahawk now. Longtime Tampa Bay Buccaneer, did great things there, went to Tennessee for a year, now a Seattle Seahawk.
Also another note that may have eluded you over the weekend, Kyrie Cooper, he left Nebraska. He's going to Tulsa. He's one of those kids that's going to graduate, so then there's really no holds barred. You can go wherever you want, like Russell Wilson did to Wisconsin and the new kid they've got this year as their quarterback. So Cooper would be eligible immediately next season at Tulsa. That's where Cody Green went.
That's where Cody Green went. And by the way, Cody Green, 8-9 in the spring game, 189 yards and 3 touchdowns. Where the hell did that come from?
You efforting him?
I could effort that. As a matter of fact, I will effort that.
Think he's got the same number?
I would doubt it.
Yeah, I would think so. So actually do some work. There you go, folks. I think that's going to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Getting through a Monday with Masters Talk and anything else you got, Daddy?
Well, the Tulsa coach is supposed to announce today. It's between him and another guy who will actually be there or head into fall camp being that starter candidate for them. So keep an eye on that. We'll see if Cody Green gets a call.
One last email here. This comes from Pigs and Carney. He says, all I can say as a teacher of the game of golf, this is about Tiger, if it takes 1 or 2 years to change your swing to get it to work, maybe you should try to simplify it or work on something else, because it's evident that what you're working on isn't working. Just my opinion. Thanks, Pig and Carney.
Good to appreciate all the emails that you sent us in that popper inbox.
Tomorrow, Sean Callahan among our guests. We're also going to be talking Big Ten baseball with the Big Ten Network later on in the week, Ohio State. We've got a lot of guests that we're efforting as well as we get right into the middle. Now, the spring sports season. We want to thank Kearney High soccer coach Scott Steinbrück for joining us today as they get ready for the Battle of Unbeaten with Grand Island Thursday.
We're looking forward to seeing you on the Doug and Daddy Show.
There's a possibility, folks, by the way. Yeah, you're right. Tim Miles, new Nebraska men's basketball coach, possibly tomorrow, possibly Wednesday. We'll confirm that, but hopefully a chance to talk with him this week on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.